今天带大家看点。
Today I'm going to show you some things.
平时绝对看不到的绝密机房。
A secret room that you can never see normally.
华尔街最顶尖、最赚钱的量化机构 Green Street.
Top and most profitable quantitative firms in Wall Street.
刚刚公开了他们位于德州的 AI 数据中心。
They just opened their AI data center in Texas.
在这段官方实拍里
In this official demo,
技术主管 Ron Minsky 直接把家底亮了出来。
Chief Technical Officer Romsky directly revealed his resources.
整排满载的 GB300 算力集群
A row of fully loaded 300-piece broken cluster.
最让我震惊的不是这些卡有多贵，而
But what surprised me the most wasn't how expensive these cards were.
这帮搞金融的大佬硬
Instead, these financial bosses
生生被这批算力集群逼成了化学防疫专家。
He was forced to become a chemical defense expert by this group of garlic.
现在装满 GB300 机柜封
Now equipped with 300 cabinets.
峰值功耗直接飙到了140千瓦，靠
The peak power consumption soared to 140 kilowatts.
风冷
When cooled,
根本压不住
Can't be suppressed.
能硬着头皮改成全液冷，机房里近90%的热量全
Only by using a full liquid cooling system can we achieve nearly 90% of the heat dissipation in the all liquid cooling room.
靠冷板里的液体带走。
All rely on the liquid in the cold plate to take away.
为了防止水管里长细菌，把
To prevent bacteria from growing in the pipes.
微米级的冷板缝隙堵死。
Seal microscale cold plate gaps.
他们不仅要把水过滤到极限的25微米，还
They not only filter the water to the extreme of 25 microns.
必须严格对进25%的丙二醇。
Also, the concentration of propylene glycol must be strictly controlled at 20%.
以前做运维顶。
Previously, as a DevOps engineer,
多看看风扇转不转。
At most, just check if the fan is spinning.
现在天天得提心吊胆。
Now I'm always on edge.
怕服务器里长青苔。
Afraid of algae growing in the server.
毕竟把成吨的液体直接怼在这么金贵的芯片脸上。
Previously, we would just dump tons of liquid directly onto the expensive chips.
一旦漏水
Once leaked,
直接原地破产
Go bankrupt directly.
所以他们在节点管线接头
So they are connecting the enterprise management lines.
甚至地板下密密麻麻铺满了蓝色检测绳。
Even the floor was covered with blue detection ropes.
配合超声波流量计。
In conjunction with the ultrasonic flow meter.
哪怕漏一滴水。
Even a single drop.
也能瞬间联动阀门。
Also, it can instantly connect the valve.
切断水路，搞定了水。
The water supply has been cut off.
水还得死磕电。
Still need to study.
在这片有4032张顶尖 GPU 的区域上
In this area with 4032 top-tier GPUs.
上方还铺着密密麻麻的母线槽。视频里
There are also dense rows of 5-line video slots above.
Ron Minsky 说了句非常实在的内行
Volmispy said something very profound. Words.
硬件本身确实贵。
The hardware itself is indeed expensive.
但他们算账时最怕的其实是机会成本。
But what they are most afraid of when calculating is the opportunity cost.
因为高质量算力实在太紧缺。
Because high quality computing power is too scarce.
内部各个交易团队都在排队抢配额。
Internal trading teams are queuing up to secure their allocations.
如果因为负载没算好
If the load is not calculated properly,
导致短路器跳闸
causes the circuit breaker to trip,
正在跑的训练任务直接被迫回滚，错失的交易策略和真金白银才是最致命的。
Because the running training task is forced to roll back the missed trading strategies and real money is the most deadly.
为了保住这棵摇钱树
To keep this money-making tree,
他们不仅在电源架里疯狂塞储能电容来削峰填谷
They not only frantically stuff energy storage capacitors into the power supply rack to alleviate the imbalance between supply and demand,
还自己手搓了一套带拓扑感知能力的底层监控软件。
I also handcrafted a set of underlying monitoring software with topological awareness capabilities.
死死盯着每个断路器的实时电流。
Stare intently at the real-time current of each circuit breaker.
真要是逼近了电网极限。
If the power grid reaches its limit,
这套系统宁可主动强杀掉非核心节点的运算。
This system prefers to proactively kill non-core nodes for computation.
也绝对要死。
Absolutely must die.
死保整体大盘的不断电。
Maintain the overall market stability.
另外有个特别反直觉的细节。
Another particularly counterintuitive detail is.
大家一定要看。
Everyone, please pay attention.
因为 GB300 的计算密度太高
Because the GB300 calculation density is too high
真正放服务器的地方反而变小了
The actual place where the server is located has become smaller
但你往外看
But look outward
为了伺候这点算力外围的变压器
To serve this power supply that is being isolated
冷水机组和巨大的缓冲罐
The refrigeration unit combines a large buffer tank.
硬是把机房撑成了一个重工业化工厂。
It actually turned the machine room into an industrialized factory.
不仅如此。
In addition,
这帮华尔街大佬为了抢交易速度。
These Wall Street tycoons are racing to complete the deal first.
已经把物理定律算计到了骨子里。
I have already calculated the physical laws to the core.
整个数据中心铺了足足8000公里的光纤。
Not only did data centers cover a full 8,000 kilometers of fiber optic cable.
但如果你扒开最核心的设备笼子。
But if you peel back the core of the device.
会发现里面速度最快的全是普通红缆。
You will find that the ones with the fastest speed are all ordinary copper cables.
为什么?
Why?
因为在微观层面上
Because at the micro level,
电信号在铜线里的传输速度就是比光在光纤里还要快。
The speed at which electrical signals are transmitted through copper wires is faster than the speed at which light is transmitted through optical fibers.
为了追求
In pursuit of
那不到100纳秒的极速数据包响应
The ultra-fast data packet response of less than 100 nanoseconds.
这帮人真的是把硬件潜力给榨干了。
These guys really squeezed out the potential of the hardware.
看完这个高密度数据中心的实拍。
After seeing this high-density data center,
各位老板觉得算力集群的下一个技术瓶颈。
What do you think are the next technological bottlenecks for computing clusters?
会出现在电力供应上。
Will appear on the power supply.
还是散热架构上。
Regarding the cooling architecture.
欢迎在评论区聊聊你的看法。
Welcome to share your thoughts in the comments.